Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Peitas. We are holding on Daf Peitas and Ralph at the Mishnah on the top of the page. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Aaron, his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzacha for our soldiers and our captives, as well as by Gordon Weingarten in honor of the yard site of his father, Avram ben Asher Pinchas, and Misham Shav and Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is first the Mishnah is going to discuss how we execute a Zaken Mamre, and then we're going to have a discussion in the Gemara about which types of Chayavei Misos require Hachraza. Do we need to make a public announcement and proclamation about the fact that these people were put to death? Then the next Mishnah is going to discuss the rules of a Navi HaSheker, and the Gemara is going to have three different types of Navi HaSheker who get Chenek, and three different types of Navi who are Chayav Misos B'dei Shemayim and not Chenek. The Gemara is going to then give examples from Tanakh for all those different types of people who violate halachos relating to Nevuah. And the Gemara is going to discuss the Chiv Malkus for someone who is Kovesh Nevuah. So it's going to discuss how we can know if a Navi is an authentic Navi, meaning you're only going to be Chayiv for disobeying a Navi if he's an authentic Navi. But how do you know if he's an authentic Navi or if he's a Navi HaSheker? And then the Gemara is going to, at the very end of the daf, is going to talk about, well, not in the middle of Amabay, is going to talk about what led to Akedas Yitzchak, what was sort of like the conversation up in Shemayim prior to Akedas Yitzchak, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to test Avram Avinu with an Isayon of that nature. And the Gemara is, at the end of the daf, is going to talk about the Onesh of a Navi HaSheker, as well as the Onesh for Medichei Ir HaNidachas, for people who lead the Ir HaNidachas astray to cause them to violate Avodah Zarah. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of Peitas Amud Aleph. We do not kill the Zaken Mamre in his local Beis Din, nor in the Beis Din in Yavne. Meaning, if they ask the Sanhedrin Lishchas Hagazaz, and he goes back to his city, and then by the time it comes time to execute him, the Sanhedrin was no longer in the Lishchas Hagazaz. Meaning, historically, the Sanhedrin went into Galus. Sanhedrin left the Lishchas Hagazaz at certain points, and one of the Galios, one of the places that the Sanhedrin went was Yavne. So then the Sanhedrin went to Yavne, and he was Mamre the Sanhedrin, and he paskin to do not like them. So we do not kill him in Yavne, because all of Klal Yisrael is not there in Yavne. 40 years prior to the Bayis Sheni, the Beis Din saw that the Sanhedrin saw that there were too many Rotschim, and that they would never be able to be done all of these Rotschim. So they said, we'd rather go out of the Lishchas Hagazaz, so that we cannot be Mechayev Misa, because it can only be Dan Din and Nefashos when there was a Sanhedrin in the Lishchas Hagazaz. When every once in a while there was a Tzarech HaShaah, and they thought that it was worthwhile to be able to execute somebody, then they would return to the Lishchas Hagazaz, and they would be Dan Dinim over there. So the third of the places that the Sanhedrin went into Galus was Yavne, because that's where Rabbi Yochanan, who is the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, lived. So out of covenant for him, they went to they went to him. But so Rashi says that what happened over here was that in the interim, Sanhedrin had gone into Galus. Tosas asks on Rashi, then how could they ever kill him if they already went into Galus? There's no din in Nefashos anymore. So Tosas quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that we're talking about that the Zaken was Mamre the Beis Din, and they had a Gemar Din Lemisa while the Sanhedrin was still in the Lishchas Hagazaz. They just didn't actually execute him until the Sanhedrin was already in Yavne. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, that we're in Misan Ososham, that we're not going to kill him there. Meaning there was already a Gemar Din. They couldn't have a Gemar Din for Misa if the Sanhedrin was not in the Lishchas Hagazaz. So it must be that the Gemar Din happened while the Sanhedrin was still in the Lishchas Hagazaz, and only then the Sanhedrin went to Galus. Tosas Yom Tov suggests a little differently, that really the Sanhedrin went to Yavne, they would not kill him at all. When it says in the Mishnah, Elamalim Osali Rishlaim, it's a Hemshech only of the first din in the Mishnah, that we don't kill him in the Bezin should be Iro, rather we're Malamus of Yerushalayim, and we're talking about where the Sanhedrin is sitting in the Lishchaz Gazis, back in the Mishnah, Elamalamus of the Bezin HaGadosh of Yerushalayim, Umishamrinus Adaregel, we bring him to the Bezin HaGadosh of Yerushalayim, and we watch over him until the closest Yomtuv, till Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot, whichever is the closest Yomtuv, where everybody's going to be on the Regel, Umisinus of Regel, and we kill him then, so that everybody could see, Shenemar, because it says about the Zakin Mamre, the Kol Ha'am Yishmu Uviyira Uvalo Yezidun Od, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that since the Pasuk says that everybody's supposed to see and everybody's supposed to take a lesson from there, so it has to be at a time where everybody's around. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Ein Ma'anin Esdino Shalzeh, we do not cause an Inoy Hadin to wait to execute him until Yom Tov. El Misno Samiyad. It's not the way we operate. If someone has a Gemar Din that he's Chayv Misa, we kill him immediately. Aye, how do we get the word out? What happened to Kol Ha'am Yishmu V'Yiro V'Lo Yizidun Od? We send messengers. We send a proclamation out. Everyone should know that this guy was Mamar P. Bezdin, and therefore we were Mekayim the Din, and we executed him for having done so. So Tan Rabbanon, the Gemara quotes a Brisa as follows: Ein Mamisin Oso Lo Bebezin Should Be Yiro V'Lo Bebezin Should Be Avna. Just like our Mishnah said, we do not execute him in his local basin, nor in the basin of the Avnel Malnos of the Basin of God of Yerushalayim, and Mishamrinos of the Regel. We bring him to the Basin of God of Yerushalayim, and we watch over him until the closest Yom Tov Misnos of the Regel, and that's where when we kill him. Shenam Marcus the Pasuk says, "Vekola Am Yishmu V'Yirau V'Lo Yizidno." Div Rabbi Akiva, Amar Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Akiva, V'Chinemar Yiru V'Yirau. Does the Pasuk say, "Kola Am Yiru V'Yirau," where you'd say that everyone has to actually see the Misa with their own eyes? It says Yishmu'u V'Yira'u. So people don't have to actually see the Misa, they just need to hear about it. Sending out letters to all the communities, all the Jewish communities, is good enough. Why would you cause an Inoy Din? No, you execute him right away, whenever it is, even if it's a couple of months away from the closest Regel. And you send the messages out that this guy was Chayiv Misa and Bezdin. Tan Rabbanan, so the Brisa tells us, once we're on the topic of hachraza, of announcing the fact that this fellow was executed, arba'a tzrichin hachraza, there are four different chayavei misos that all require hachraza, that you need to let it be known to everybody that this person was killed in order that people should know not to violate these averos. Hamesis, someone who leads someone else to do avodah zarah. Ben Sora Mora, Zakin Mamre, Ve'edim Zomin. So all of these require Achraza. Bekulu Ksiv Behu, by all of them, by three out of four, Mesis Ben Sora Mora and Zakin Mamre, the Pasuk says in the parsha that deals with them, V'chol Am Yishmu V'Yira'u, or V'chol Yisrael, or Ve'edim Zomin, Ksiv Vanish Arim. By Edim Zomin, it doesn't say V'chol Am or V'chol Yisrael, it says Vanish Arim. Yishmu v'yira'u. Why doesn't it say kol ha'am? To locally am chazul the sadusa, because not everyone is even eligible to be an aid. Anyone is eligible to be a zakin mamre or a mesis or a ben sora mora, but not everyone is eligible to be an aid. So therefore, we say it just says hanisharim yishmu v'yira'u when it comes to aidim zovman, meaning half the population are women, so they're not eligible to be an aid. They have so many people, they're not eligible to be an aid. So ask the chidush Iran, and everybody's eligible to be let's take Zakin Mamre, for example. We said you had to be a recognized posek that's respected or whatever in order to be a Zakin Mamre. So you can't, because it's got to be a mufla shem based in that it has a smicha lo ra'a. And not everyone's, and Ben Soru Mora, even more limiting, right? The dinim of Ben Soru Mora is only for someone who has shtei saros, but not hikiv zakan atachton, that's only a period of 3 months. So we've got to be within a male within a 3 month age group with and the qualifications, the parents that are the same, alohayala, it never happened. So he says, Misa zakan mamre Ben Soru Mora, the hachraza is not so that you won't do those averos. It's that because people hear about the Misa Ben Soru Mora, they'll start raising their children better. They'll start raising their children with midos tovos. And by Zakin Mamre, maybe they'll have a little more kavanah Torah, meaning when people hear what happens to Zakin Mamre, he was an example. He was, whatever the opposite of a paradigm is. You know, he was of what it means to not have kavanah Torah. So the Yishmuvi Yiro is not to not do this particular crime. The Yishmuvi Yiro is not to have the midos that are the underpinnings of this particular crime. But by Edom Zom, it's actually just about not saying edos, not saying bad edos. So that not everybody is eligible for. Okay, so it says the new mission, Nevi'a Sheker. Now we move on to the next list, the next item on the list of people who are Chayiv Chenek, a Nevi'a Sheker. HaMisnavei Mashlo Shama, someone who misnavei that which he did not hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam writes in Yisodei HaTorah that he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him to take away one of the mitzvahs HaTorah or to add to one of the mitzvahs HaTorah, even if he does an os, even if he makes a clear miracle to demonstrate his authenticity, he is inauthentic. However, that's only if he's trying to be oker a mitzvah legamri. But if he says, as a Ra Shah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us doing this mitzvah at this time or this year, whatever, so that's a Ra Shah, then if he's otherwise authentic, then you do have to trust that he's a Navi. Now, a Navi Asheker, the Minchas Chinuch writes, a mitzvah Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, is only someone who's ra'ui l'nevua. But if it's just stam, an idiot, that comes and starts saying that he's a Navi, so that's a schok v'lag, miyamin lo. Who's going to believe such a person anyway? Meaning every town had a Meshugana who thought he was a Navi. Meaning you can't kill the village idiot in every town. It has to be someone who otherwise was a credentialed person, right? So that's where a person becomes a Navi Sheker, says the Minchas Chinuch. So he's misnavei that which lo shama, mashalo nemarlo, that which was never told to him, even though it may have been told as a nevuah to somebody else. Misas b'dei Adam, then his misas with chenek b'dei Adam. Aval kovish nevuah. So, but if someone receives a nevuah from Kadosh Baruch when he does not say it, v'mevater al devrei Navi, or someone who hears from a Navi emes a nevuah, but he's not choshesh, he just ignores it, v'navi sha'avar al divrei atzmo, or navi violates his own nevuah, then misasa b'dei shemayim, shenemar anochi edrosh meimo. Then it's misa b'dei shemayim, because the pasuk says that isha shelo yishma al divrei, shay yidaber b'shmi, someone who doesn't listen to a nevuah, anochi edrosh meimo, I, Hashem, am going to pay him back. So that's, you see, misa b'dei shemayim. Hamisavi b'shem avod zchavim. Someone has a nevuah b'shem avod zara va'omer kachar ma'avod zchavim, and he says this is what the avod zara said. So he's chayiv chenek afilu kiven es halacha, even if that which he says is correct la halacha l'tamei es hatamei l'tar es hator. He says that the avod zara said that this item is tamei and itaka is tamei, or that this item is tar and itaka is tar, but he's not saying it b'shem Hashem. He's saying it b'shem the Avodah Zarah. So even though he's saying al pi haTorah, he's going to be chayiv chenek for being misnavei b'shem Avodah Zarah. The Rashash says, and if he was misnavei b'shem Hashem about a psak halacha, he'd anyways be chayiv misa, because he's still be chayiv chenek, because Torah is lo b'shamayim he, and we don't pasken halachas al pi nevuah. That's also a navi sheker, meaning he would be a navi sheker if he says that Hashem told me that the psak halacha I've been having a machlokas with whoever, with other Rabbanim for the last several months, and I insist that I'm right. So one day I show up and I say, I got a nevuah that I'm right. So that's a chayv misa. It's a navi sheker. It's a lobe shemayim. You know. So it's a kasha the Rosh Hashanah asks on the Mishnah. What do you mean? Why does it have to be dafka if it's b'shem avod zara? Whenever you latame es atame latar es ator, it's going to be unless the issue was a question in mitzius that we know what's tame, what's not. There was a suffix whether a sharet's actually touched. This. So he said, the mitzius that the nevuah, when a person died with somebody in the room, things like that. Habal eshes ish. Someone who's bal eshes ish, kim shenichsa l'shus habal l'nisuin. Once she's in the reshus habal, the father gave her over to the shluchei habal for nisuin. Afal bishlo nivla, even though there was no bia yet, habal reza b'chenek. Someone who's bal there is chayiv chenek. So that's the next item on the list of chiyuvei chenek. Zomei bas kohen boalash. And also another item on the list of chiyuvei chenek is people who are Edim Zomin about their Eidos, about a Bas Kohen and the Boel of a Bas Kohen. That even though the Bas Kohen is Besreifa, her Boel is going to be Chayiv Chenek. Shekol HaMuzomin Makdim Elos HaMisa. Normally Edim Zomin get the very Misa that they try to give to the other person, Chutz Mizomin Bas Kohen Uboel, except for the Zomin Bas Kohen Uboel, where they don't get the Misa of Sreifa that she was slated to get, rather they get the Misa of Chenek that he was slated to get. So they get his Misa rather than her Misa. Okay, so Tan Rabban, we have a Braisa that tells us shlosha misasim midei adam u'shlosha misasim midei shemayim. There are three things related to nevuah where the misa is going to be chanek, and three things related to nevuah where the misa is going to be bidei shemayim. Hamisavi mashlosha, someone who's misnave that which he did not hear from Hashem, u'mashlosha ne'marlo, or something that wasn't said to him but was said to somebody else, b'nevuah v'misnavi b'shem avod zchavim, or someone who's misnave in the name of an avod zara misasim midei adam. All those people are chayav chanek. Hakovish is nevuah, so someone who withholds a nevuah, v'amevater al divrei navi, someone who hears a nevuah from a navi but he ignores it, v'navi shavar al divrei atzmo, or a navi that just ignores the nevuah that was given to him, misasim bidei shemayim. All those people is going to be misasim bidei shemayim, not going to be chenek. Frankly, more minan imili, how do I know that it breaks down like that? That those three are misasim chenek, those three are misasim bidei shemayim. Amar vidam rav da amar krak, because the pasuk says, it says acha navi asher yazid l'daber davar b'shmi, it says shalot tzivis. So we teach up the pasuk as follows: Acha navi asher yazid daber davar b'shmi zeh hamisnavi mashalo shama. That's a reference to someone who's misnavi that which was never delivered to him b'nevuah. Va'asher lo tzivisiv hal chaveru tzivisiv. Asher lo tzivisiv means he wasn't commanded for b'nevuah, but somebody else was. Zeh hamisnavi mashalo ne'marlo. That's someone who's misnavi that which wasn't said to him, but was said to a different navi. That's someone who's misnavi b'shem avod zara. Uksiv, and the pasuk says umesa novi yahu, that there's a chiyuv misa. What chiyuv misa? Whenever we have a misa b'torah stam, we always assume it's chenek. We had back on daf and beis. Why do we assume it's chenek? According to Rabbi Yoshia, it's because you always have to give him the most kal misa. So whenever the Torah doesn't say which misa it is, we give him the most kal, and chenek is the most kal, and that works according to the Rabbanan. Well, the chenek is the most kal, but according to Rabbi Shimon, sayif is the most kal, and therefore you have to go with Rabbi Yonasan, who learns stam misa b'chenek from a gezerah shava, that he learns that stam misa is always going to be b'chenek. Now the other category, akovish simvasav amvater al divrei navi v'navi shavar al divrei atzmo misasim midei shemayim. If someone withholds a nevuah or ignores a nevuah that was told to him, or ignores his own nevuah, so he's chayiv misa midei shemayim. Because the pasuk says the whole pasuk vaya ish asher lo yishma el dvarai asher yidaber b'shmi anochi edrosh me imo. Ve'isha shalo yishma, so karibe lo yashmiya. That's someone who's mevata al divrei navi and doesn't listen to it. So we read the pasuk as if it says lo yashmiya, and that's a kovish nevuaso who's not mashmiya, who doesn't let it be known to others. Ve'karibe, and we also darshan in the pasuk as if it said lo yishama el dvarai. That's a navi who's over al divrei atzmo. He's not even listening to that which he heard from the tzivah Hashem. Uksiv anochi adrosh meimo, and by all these people it says anochi adrosh meimo, that Hashem is going to be anochi adrosh meimo bidei shemayim. So that we see that that's going to be a misa bidei shemayim. So what does it mean to be misnavi mashalo shama? Hamisnavi mashalo shama kigon, an example in Tanakh of someone who was misnavi that which he didn't receive b'nevuah, is Sidkia ben Kenana. It says that when Achav asked whether he should go to Milchama against Ramot Gilad, that which was in the hands of Aram at the time, Vayaslo Tzidkia ben Kenana Karnei Barzel, he made these iron horns, and he said that so Sakoamar Hashem Be'elo Tenaga Chesaram Ad Kalosam, that with these you will gore Aram until they're wiped out. So that was a nevuah that he made it up at a whole cloth. It didn't happen. The nevuah, he never got such a nevuah. So that's an example of being misnave mashalo shama. The navi over there tells us that when Achav wanted to go fight with Aram and Haragilad, so Yehoshavat Melech Yehuda was with him, and he asked him to ask the Dvar Hashem whether they're going to be masliach and melchama. So Achav asked 400 nevi'ei Abal, and they all said b'shem Hashem that they should go and they'll be matzliach. And Sidkia ben Kenana even made this image of the Karnei Barzel and said, this is how you're going to defeat them. And afterwards, Yehoshaphat asked Achav to ask a Nevi Hashem also, not only that, to ask the Nevi Abal, to ask an authentic Navi also. And they asked Michiyahu what to do. He was a Navi Emes, and he was misnavi that Achav is going to die in Milchama. And he also said that Hashem is that he sees Hashem Yoshev al Kiso, and asking the Tzva Shemayim, who led Achav to make this terrible mistake and to go on Har Gilad. And so the Gemara is darshaning these psukim that are about this Maisa, where it was clearly a nevuah that wasn't told to them. The only authentic Navi said that he was going to die by fighting this war. So my Havale Lemevet says, what could Tzidkiyahu have done? Ruach Navos Atise. The Ruach of Navos is what led him to this mistake. He thought it was a nevuah's MS. Because the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem, mi yifate es Achav, vayal vayipol bromot gilad. In the Tzva Shemayim, Hashem was saying, okay, who's going to get Achav to make this horrible mistake and to go fight in the Ramot Gilad so we can knock him off finally? Vayetze ruach vayamal lefnei Hashem, vayomer ani afatenu. And the ruach of Nevos came and said, okay, I'll be mifate Achav do it. And it was the ruach sheker that he put in the mouth of the Nevi'im. Vayomer tifate vegam tuchal, seva seikein. Hashem gave permission up in Shemayim that this ruach should go and lead Achav astray. So what did you want? What did you want Tzidkiyahu to do over here? So Rav Yehuda might say, what does it mean when it says say that go the ruach should go out? Say mimchitzasi that he was masking that there should be a ruach sheker and so my ruach and what does it mean ruach? I'm Rav Yochanan ruach shel Navos haYisraeli. It was the ruach of Navos haYisraeli who Achav had killed. So his ruach now up in Shemayim agreed to be the one to see to it that Achav would have a downfall. So Tzidkia ben Kenana didn't really have a choice. Meaning he thought it was a nevuas emes. He was misled by this ruach. So why is that his fault? So answers the Gemara, no, it wasn't something that he had made up. He was mekabelit from the Ruach of Navos, but Havalei the Medak, Tzidkiyahu should have thought a little bit more deeply about it and been medayik in the Navi, and then he would have realized that it's a Nevuah Sheker. How would he realize it's a Nevuah Sheker? Kid Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak says there's a klal in Nevuah that signon echad ola lekam neviim, that there's a particular style or lashon that a Nevuah said in that many neviim can be misnave in the same inyan, even though the Nevuah is, you know, was given to them each in a different, slightly different language. It's all one nevuah. The ancient neviim misnave besignon echad, but two neviim are never misnave with the exact same lashon, with the exact same language. Each one is going to be a slightly different language. And we find Ovadia Amar, Ovadia in his nevuah about Edom said, Zedon libcha hishi echa. So the Zedon libcha is what was mesis you to cause to have this sense of gaiva. Yirmiya Amar, Yirmiya said about Edom that tiflatzticha hishi oscha zedon libecha, that your godless and the pacha that they're afraid of you, together with the zadon of your own heart, is what caused you to become a bal gaiva. So even though they were both saying about the same thing, it was with a slight variance in language. Vahani, and these 400 Nevi'ei Abal that Achav had sought counsel from, they all said in the exact same lashon, Hine no divrei Nevi'im pe'echad tovel amelech. Right? It was all in the exact same lashon. So mitikamri kula ba'adadi, from the fact that they all said the same exact lashon, shema min alav kum kla'amri, that should have tipped him off. That's how he should have realized, Tzidkiyahu should have realized that this is not a Nevi'ah's MS, this is Sheker. So ask the Gemara, how could Tzidkiyahu be Medayik from the other Nevi'im and to learn that the Navi is not a Nevi'ah's MS from the fact that they all say in the same signon, Dibble loy hava yodolei lahad Rabbi Yitzchak. Maybe Tzidkiyahu didn't know this call of Rabbi Yitzchak, that two Nevi'im are not misnavei besignon echad. Who says that every Navi had to know every rule of Nevu'ah and the way that it worked? So answers the Gemara, Yoshafat hava hasam. Yoshafat was the Melech Yehuda, was there, v'kamer luhu, and he taught them this klal, d'chsiv, because the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph says that after all the Nevi'ei Habal were misnavei, that they'll be matzliach l'melchama, v'yomer Yoshafat, ha'ein po Navi, is there no Navi that we could ask? So Amar Lei, so Achav said to Yoshafat, hi kokalani, what do you mean, you have all these Nevi'im, why do you have to ask another Navi? So Amar Lei, Yoshafat said, kach mekublani m'beis avi abba, I have a Kabbalah from my Zayda's house, that signon echad ol l'kam neviim vein shnei neviim misnavim v'signon echad, that you'll never have shnei neviim that are misnavim in the exact same language. So he knew the rules. So Tzidkiyahu could have known this also just by listening. So that's why Tzidkiyahu was at fault. Okay, a misnavi mashlo nemar. What's an example of someone who's misnavi that which was not said to him but was said to somebody else? Kigon Hananya ben Azur. This is like the story of Hananya Ben Azur. He was originally a Navi Emes, and then afterwards he turned into a Navi Sheker. Dukai Yirmiyah b'shuka elyon. Yirmiyahu a Navi was in the Shuka elyon. V'ka'amer and was saying b'nevuah. Ka'amer Hashem Tzivakos hinni shover as keshes elam. I'm going to ruin the strength of elam, of the malchus of elam. So because they helped Babel persecute the Jewish people. So since Hanani ben Azur heard Yirmiyahu saying this, Nasa Hanani kalvachom. He made a cheshbon to himself as follows: Ma elam shloba elazores bavel. Elam was only a helping hand to Bavel in persecuting the Jewish people. And Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu nishover as keshes elam. Hashem said he's going to ruin them. So kastim atzman, the Babylonians themselves that actually did terrible to us. Alachas kama v'kama. All the more so, Hashem's going to punish them. So asa ihu b'shukatachton. So then this Hananya came in the shukatachton without having received any nevuah of his own. Amar Hashem, Shavarti is all Melech Bavel, that I'm going to break Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, that he's not going to be able to do anything anymore. And he could not have said this Nevuah B'Shem Hashem because it was never said to him, it was said to Yirmiyahu. So that's Misnami, Mashalo Nemar Lo. So Amalei Rapapa Labaya, but Rapapa says to Abai, Haile Chaveru Nami Lo Nemar. This wasn't even said to Yirmiyahu. He made a Kal V'Chomer from a Nevuah. The Nevuah Yirmiyahu got wasn't about the Babylonians. So Amalei Sabai said to Rapapa, Kibin Disyav Kal V'Chomer Le Midrash, Command it Malei Dami V'Ni. That no, when the Kal V'Chomer is something that you not only are allowed to darshan from the Torah, you're allowed to darshan a Kal V'Chomer from a Nevuah. So Kal V'Chomer is reasonable, but it wasn't his Kal V'Chomer to darshan, it was Yirmiyahu's Kal V'Chomer to darshan. And then we said, Amisnavi B'Shem Avodos Kochavim. What's an example of someone who's Misnavi B'Shem Avodah Zarah? Kigo Nevi Ayabal. All the Nevi Ayabal were Misnavi B'Shem, the Avodah Zarah. Called Baal. So it's interesting over here. We're assuming that it's b'shem an avodah zara. That's what it means b'shem avodah zara. That you're saying the nevuah in the name of an avodah zara. And I'm basically going to say that misnavi b'shem Hashem to be over avodah zara is called a navi sheidiach. And there's machlokas between the rabban and Rabbi Shimon. Does he get skila or chenek? But the Rambam writes that even if he's misnavi b'shem Hashem and he says go do avodah zara, that's called Misnavi b'shem avodah zara and he gets chenek. So the Rambam seems to assume that the Misnavi b'shem avodah zara doesn't just mean you're saying something in the name of an avodah zara. You might even be saying something in the name of Hashem, but the thing that you're saying is to go do avodah zara. That's also called Misnavi b'shem avodah zara. Okay, a kovish nesnivah. So what's an example of kovish nesnivah? So that's a world famous example. Kigon Yonah ben Amitai. That's the story of Yonah that we read on Yom Kippur, that Hashem told him to deliver a nevuah to Nineveh, that it's going to be Ne'apachas, and he didn't want to do that, so he went into the boat to run to Tarshish. V'amevater al divrei navi. What does it mean, someone who doesn't pay attention to divrei navi, whereas misasa b'dei shemayim? Kigon chavrei demicha, like the chaver of Micha, d'chsiv, because the pasuk says v'ish echad mibnei neviim amar el rei ehu b'dvar Hashem hakenina v'yimayin ish lakoso u'chsiv. And it says afterwards v'yomer lo, Micha said to his chaver, yan ashalo shamata, since you didn't listen to the kol Hashem, so you're going to suffer the consequences. So that's someone who's mevater al divrei navi, that he didn't listen to what the navi said. B'shem Hashem, the navi shaver al divrei atzmo. And what's an example of a navi who violated his own dvarim, and he's going to be chayv misa b'dei shemayim? Kigon Ido hanavi. The pasuk says in Melachim Aleph when Yeravim ben Nevat asked Ido to come eat with him, so Ido said, "I'm not able to." Kichein siva osi b'dvar Hashem lemar lo soch alechem lo sish shemayim, because I have a command from the dvar Hashem that I'm not allowed to eat bread and drink water. Ksiv, and the pasuk says that afterwards a navi sheker came to Ido. Vayomelu gam ani navi kamocha. A navi sheker came to Ido and said, "By the way, I'm a navi just like you, and Dvar Hashem came to me to tell you that you're supposed to go and eat." Uksiv, and the pasuk says over there that Ido listened to what the navi sheker had to say. Vayashavito, and he went and he sat with him, and he ate lechem bebeso, and he drank water. So he violated his own nevuah. He had a nevuah that he's not supposed to eat, that he's not supposed to drink. But because the Navi Sheker told him yes to, he listened to the Navi Sheker. And then a lion attacked him and killed him. So Tani Tanika made Rav Chista. We have a brisa that was taught in front of Rav Chista. Hakovish es nevuaso, someone who withholds a nevuah, loka. He gets malchus for refusing to fulfill the shlichus that Hashem sent him on. So Amalei Rav Chista said to this person who taught this brisa, manda achel tamri ba'arbala lucky, a person who eats dates that are on a plate is going to be chayv malchus, meaning he didn't do anything wrong. He's not going to get malchus. So someone who's kovish nevaso, man masri bay, who's going to warn him not to violate this avera? That because no one knows that he got a nevuah. So how could you ever get malchus? Meaning in order to get malchus, you need hasra. So who's going to say, oh, you know that nevuah that you got last night? You better share that with people, otherwise you're going to get malchus. What do you mean? Who's going to know about the nevuah that he got in a dream the night before? It's this Navi's nevuah. No one knows about it. So Amar Abaye, Chavri Nevi'e. Sure, people know about it. The other Nevi'im that are in that generation will know about the nevuah, and they're going to be the ones to warn him. So Minayadi, who says the other Nevi'im know about his nevuah? Amar Abaye, Duchsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ki lo yasa Hashem Elokim davar ki im gala sodo, and the end of the Pasuk, El avadav ha-Nevi'im, that he reveals the secret to the other Nevi'im. So if Hashem sends a nevuah to one of the nevi'im to deliver, all the other nevi'im are aware of that nevuah, and therefore they're able to give the asra. So ask the Gemara, even if the other nevi'im know about the nevuah, v'dil mahadri bay, maybe min hashemayim it was pulled back. Maybe Hashem had second thoughts about doing the whatever terrible punishment he had promised in the nevuah, and that's why the navi didn't share the nevuah. So how can they give the guy hasra? Asra vada, it's always going to be asra safik. So says no, because Misa Dahadri Bay, if Min HaShemayim, Hashem decided not to issue the punishment, do you have a medulakula nevi'ah? He would not have only told the one navi who was charged with delivering the nevuah. He would have let all the nevi'im know that. So frankly, Gemara Yonah, but we find by Yonah navi that he was sent to be menavi about Ninve being nepaches Dahadri Bay, where the gezera Min HaShemayim was overturned, was taken back, and the Ninve was not nepaches. And it was never told to Yonah. So you see that it's not always told to the Nevi'im that the Nevuah was Nispatel. So the question comes back. How are the Chaverim of the Navi going to know to possibly warn him? It could be that Min HaShemayim, the Gezerah was undone. Says the Gemara, the Nevuah of Yonah was not Batel. Yonah may occur in Ninveh Ne'apachas Amrilei. Originally, the Nevuah was that Ninveh will be overturned, not that it will be destroyed. Overturned could be two things. It could be physically overturned, or it could be that there will be such a tshuva movement that all their maisim ra'im are going to become maisim tovim because they're all going to do tshuva. And Yonah didn't, so that was never nisbatel. It could be one or the other. Iu lo yada, I l'tova, I l'ra'a. Yonah didn't know whether it meant l'tova or l'ra'a. So he made a mistake in thinking that it was only l'ra'a, but it was really also could have been l'tova. Hamavater al divrei navi. We then said someone who doesn't listen to a navi is going to be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Well, mina yada di yanash. How do you know that the navi that's telling you nevuah is a navi ms? Maybe he's a navi sheker. Why would you be punished for not listening? So diav le os. Now the case is that the navi gives you an os or a mo face to show that he's a navi ms. So he says exactly what's going to happen, and then everything that he predicts for the future actually happens. So a person is then going to be punished for not. For not listening to him. Now, if any prat, the Rambam writes, any detail of what he promises is going to happen does not happen, even if everything else, 99.9% of what he says is going to be happening, he's a Navi Sheker, and he's Nidon Bechenek. And Zdavka, if he's Misnavi Latova, but if he's Navi L'ra'a and things don't happen, then you don't know that he's a Navi Sheker, because that could be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took back the Nevuah L'ra'a, took back the decree L'ra'a. But anything he says good that's going to happen, if even a davar katan doesn't, then he's an inauthentic navi. So ask the Gemara, v'amicha d'lo yav le'os. But we learned by Michio ben Yamu that Kodesh Baruch Hu he didn't give his chaver any osu mofes to show that he's a navi ms vi anish, and nevertheless his chaver was punished that he was attacked by a lion. So ask the Gemara, hechad demuksak shayni. Now he was already an established navi. You don't have to show an os every time once you're already an established navi. Dilotei mach, Nachi, because if you're not going to say that Muchzik ben Avias, that you can accept his Nevuah without any special sign, Avram Baharu Maria, Hechisham Ale Yitzchak, Avram Avinu and Har Maria, where he said to Yitzchak, B'Shem Hashem, that he should be brought as a carbon, how was Yitzchak allowed to believe that it was Emes, that it was true? Hashem never told anybody to be makrav their child as a carbon. Avram didn't make a mo face to show that this was in fact his Nevuah. So how did Yitzchak know that he should trust Avram Avinu? And obviously he did trust him, because otherwise he would not have allowed himself to go up on the Akedah. He was already 37 years old, and it was something that he made a choice to do. Eliyahu Bar Carmel, where he said that they should build a Mizbech and there should be makrav a par on the Mizbech, Hechi Samcheilei. How could the Jewish people be somech on him? Vavdi Shchut Echut. They're violating this or being makrav a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning he was telling them to do something which technically is an Isser, which you're allowed to do as a Rasha if you're a Navi. But how do they know he's a Navi? It must be that if he's already Huchsak as a Navi, like Avram Avinu, like Eliyahu HaNavi, then you could be Mekabel what they say, even without an Os and a Mofes. You don't need any special sign in those situations. So now once the Gemara brings the Maisa of Akedas Yitzchak, so we talk a little bit about the context of Akedas Yitzchak. It was after Dvarim Eila, Hashem decided to test Avram. So what's after what Dvarim? So I'm Rabbi Yochum, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Ben Zimra, Achar Dvarim Shel Satan, after the conversation of the Satan. Tichsiv, because it says when Yitzchak was born, Vayigdal HaYeled VeYigamal, that Yitzchak grew up and he was weaned, and Avram made a big party, B'yomi Gamal Yitzchak, and then Omer Satan, the Satan said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Zaken Zeh, Hananta L'mei Hashana Pri Batan, look what you did for this Zaken, you gave him a child when he was 100 years old. Mikol Su'udah Sha'asa, Lohei Lo Torech, Lo Gozalech, L'Hakrav Ufnecha. And he makes this huge party. Where's the carbon that he's bringing to you to show a little bit of Hakaras HaTov for the enormous miracle that you brought? Even the tiniest carbon, he didn't bring. Now, so whatever the what's the answer? Meaning, it's the Satan. He's trying to cause trouble. So Ben Yoyada says, why Taka did Avram Avinu not bring a carbon? Because Avram thought from the fact that he was Mal Yitzchak when he was 8 days old, and he was the first one to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila Kitikuna, that's the greatest carbon. Anything else is just going to take away from highlighting the ultimate carbon, which is to give the bris milah on day 8. So Amar Lo, so Hashem said to the Satan, Klum Asa El Bishvil Beno, did Avram Avinu do, and this whole party was for the covet of his son. And nevertheless, Imani Omar Lo, Zvachas Bin Chalafanai, and even though he did all of this for his son, if I were to ask him to shecht his son, Miyad Zovcho, he wouldn't bat an eyelash, he would do it right away. So Miyad Velukim Nisa Savram, and Hashem wanted to demonstrate that that was true, and therefore Hashem chose to test Avram Avinu. He says, go take your son. Amr Bishim Baraba, Eina El Lashem Bakasha, Na El Lashem Bakasha, Not at Sivoy, Mashal Melch Basavdam Shabdol Melchamas Harbe, Vayilogi Barechor, it's like a Melch Basavdam that has a lot of wars to fight, and he has one particular warrior, Vinitzchan, and he's successful in all of his wars, Liyam Mamdal of Melchamah Chazaka, and there's a particularly challenging war. Amr Lo, the Melch says to this warrior, Bavakasha Mimcha, I'm begging you, Amod, Libim. Fight this war for me, so people shouldn't say that the first wars that you won were not such great battles. I tested you so many times, you withstood everything. So withstand this test so people won't think the other ones didn't have mamashas to them. So Hashem says, take your son. What do you mean, I have two? No, the one. Each one is the only one to his mother. Asher Ahavta, the one that you love. Tervai Rechim Nulu, I love them both. Es Yitzchak. The Kol Kach Lama, why have the conversation so slowly? Why not just tell him Yitzchak? Because it would be too shocking. Kidmo Satan Ladarach, the Satan went on the road. Amr Lo, Hanisa Davar Elecha Tila, that Hine Yisarta Rabim Viyadayim Rafos Techazik Koshal Yikim Rimilecha. The Kiata Tavo Elecha Vatela. Amr Lo, so he's trying to exhaust him. So Avram said, the Pasuk in Tilim, Ani Betumi Elech. You could try to discourage me all you want, I'm still going to continue going. Amr Lo, Halo Yirascha Kisla Secha. You should trust in your year that Hashem will protect you, and now he's look what he's doing to you. He's telling you to shecht your son. Amlo zuchorna mihu naki oven. That it can't be that I'm going to lose out by listening to Hashem. Kiven the chazal kashmielei, when the satan saw he wasn't being successful, amr lei ve'elai devar yugunav, kach shemati me'achori apargod, hasel li ola ve'ein yitzchak li ola. I heard me'achori apargod, yitzchak's not supposed to be a carbon, an animal's supposed to be a carbon. Amr lo kachon shoshal badai, afilu amr emes ein shomun lo. Avram said, this is what a liar gets, that even when he says emes, we don't listen to him. Rabbi Levi amr achar dvarv shal Yishmael li Yitzchak, that this happened in the aftermath of Yishmael's conversation with Yitzchak. Amr lo Yishmael li Yitzchak, ani gadol mumchad b'mitzvos, I'm better than you at mitzvos, Yishmael said. Shatam al tov ben shmonos yom, you had a milah when you were 8 days old, you had no choice. Vani ben shalosh esrei shana, I was 13. Amr lo ve'ver echad atam agar tabi, im omr li HaKadosh Baruch Hu zvach atzmo chalafana, eni zoveach. Miyad ve'elim nisas Avram. Yitzchak says, yeah, one aver, you managed to listen to Hashem. If Hashem were to tell me to give up my entire life, I would do that. And that's the context that the Akedas Yitzchak happened. Okay, but from tomorrow, we will pick up from there. Have a great day, everybody.